What was the driving force for Sam to leave the Soul Stirrers?
To better himself. I mean, that's, you know, his father had brought Sam and all the children up to go as far as they possibly could. And I think Sam felt that there were no limits to what he was capable of accomplishing. There should be no limits to the audience that he could reach. There shouldn't be any limits of class. There shouldn't be any limits of color. There shouldn't be any limits of rich or poor or anything like that. And he came to feel, well, there were two things. One was he came to feel that he had just hit a wall in terms of gospel. I mean, obviously, the audience was entirely and exclusively black. Also, in terms of economic rewards, as much as he was at the top of the gospel world, he had achieved something not beyond his wildest dreams, because these were his dreams and he believed he was going to achieve them. But he had gone as far as he could in terms of economic returns. And at the same time, you know, he saw people like Little Willie John or Little Richard or Lloyd Price, people he knew and people with whom he had extensive contact, because they were all staying at the same hotels, they were all eating at the same restaurants, they were all thrown together in the same world, and he saw them going beyond him in terms of material reward with, not that he was immodest, but he didn't see them as possessing any greater talent or having any greater claim on either the audience or the financial rewards. And that's basically what, he had no religious scruples about changing over, because his father had taught him that this is not how you're saved. It's not by what you do. I mean, you can be a shoemaker, you can be a, you know, you could be a valet, you could be anything in the world, and you know, it's what's in your heart and it's what's in your soul that's going to save you, not the words that you sing on stage.
So his father didn't have a problem with him switching over to secular music?
I don't think, not a big problem, certainly. I mean, his father had very strong ideas about all kinds of things, so on a certain level, I don't know that his father said, you go, boy, you know. But there was no big holdback, and his father told me that, you know, and this is looking back on it 40 years later, but his father said, you know, Sam always came to me and asked my advice, and I always encouraged him to improve himself. And basically his father's message was, don't even think about the people you're leaving behind, think about yourself, which doesn't sound like the classic biblical message.
No, not at all.
But that was specifically what his father said about his leaving the QCs, you know, and about his leaving the Soul Stirrers. It's just that Sam had to think of himself and that give to God what's God's. I mean, Sam never saw himself as leaving gospel music. Just like Aretha, he never left gospel, he never left the church. He continued to sing with the Soul Stirrers, he continued to write for the Soul Stirrers, he continued to produce for the Soul Stirrers, he continued to do gospel programs till the end of his life. So there's a myth that it broke his heart because he could never go back and he was booed off the stage, but it just didn't happen that way.
Wonderful God, so wonderful. He's wonderful God. He's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd, he's my guide. Whatever I need, the Lord will provide. And praise my God's name, I know he's so wonderful. And whoa, he's wonderful. And I really believe the Lord is wonderful. Yes, he is. I know the Lord, he's so wonderful. Yes, he is. Whoa, if you never tried God, try the Lord one day and see what my Father come down and make a way. And whoa, and oh, I can't help but love God, he's so wonderful. And whoa, yes, he is, and I know the man is wonderful. Yes, he is. Whoa, whoa, he's wonderful. I know. There's no limit to what my Lord can do. And oh, I love God. He's so good.